This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Queens County Food Bank won't have to worry about its rent for the next 4 years as Region of Queens councillors voted this week to give the group a rent subsidy. Councillors agreed to the food bank's request for an annual grant of $15,500 to cover the rent at its Main Street location in Liverpool. Shelley Pancik is chair of the Queens County Food Bank.
That's great. That's wonderful. I'm glad it came through. It will give us more working capital to purchase food. You know, we've been back and forth with council, not this council, you know, the last one, but this is probably our fourth time, you know, trying to get something, and this council has done it. So I got to give them a good, you know, slap around, like, clap, 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 because they've done a good thing, right? You know, people will step up and be aware that this council is a workable council.
Before the food bank was forced out of a derelict municipal property in 2019 and began leasing space on Main Street, it paid no rent. But demand for their services has grown in the past couple of years as food costs have risen and donations have plummeted by about 50%. Food bank representatives appealed to councillors at a March meeting for rent relief after the organization was hit with a $10,000 bill to fix its freezer. The food bank has also committed to begin food pantries for elementary and high school students throughout Queens County. Mayor Scott Christian said it's the kind of community investment the councillors want to make more of. As part of their budget talks, councillors are also considering expanding the low-income property tax exemption program.
It's really hard when you're an organization like the Queens County Food Bank, when you don't have certainty of available resources, like you're constantly competing for available grants and whatnot. And I know from my involvement with similar type of community-based organizations how challenging that is. Their board members did, I think, a good job of articulating the financial need that that group has. And those are the type of investments I think this council likes to make. So, you know, if we spend $20,000 to $25,000 on the low-income tax exemptions and another $15,500 on the food bank, again, it's challenging, and we need to make sure that the province pays their fair share as it relates to community wellness. But from my perspective, that's money well spent from the municipality.
Council is still going through budget deliberations. Their next public meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 6th at 6 p.m. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.